Case number 9799, Robert Long, west of U.S. Route 113, south of Road 401, a special use exception for a pond on less than 5 acres.
State your full name and address.
Robert S. Long, 29053 Catman Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct, the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We own a little over 4.5 acres, and it borders the Burnt Swamp in Frankfort, and we would like to put a wildlife pond. I've had NRCS out there, and Al Rizzo, the Federal Fish and Wildlife, and they've both deemed it a good site for the pond. NRCS will be a technical assistance laying it out, and that's pretty much it.
You have a little over 4.5 acres, is all.
4.57, I think.
Yep.
And I have a prior cost share approval from the Sussex Conservation District. Mm-hmm.
I have those documents in the file, Mr. Chairman.
I do. Okay, thank you.
Will the pond be?
Probably around 10,000 square feet. It'll be seasonal. In other words, in the summer when it's dry, it'll have grass and there'll be one wet spot, and then as the rainy season comes, it'll rise.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be considered a deep pond according to the look.
No, it's considered a wildlife pond. In other words, it's the deepest part will be 6 feet, and it'll average 3 feet during the wet times.
I think soil conservation does do some shallow ponds. So
yes, this is shallow.
Well, I mean even shallower than this. But
okay.
According to your application here, looks like it's going to be 5 feet of water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the data sheet says type is deep.
It does? Okay. I thought the cost share was based on a wildlife pond, but it suits me if it's deep.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Schmidt, any further? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
You had some in favor.
Yeah, I do. Two back there in favor, I believe. Hearing no opposition, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9799, as I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9799. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you all.
Yes, sir.
Case number 9800, Joseph Moore, Jr.